Wow. We're gonna go to club. Sandy, oh yeah, you were earlier, but you weren't here yet because you're getting okay. I think you were. There you are. Okay, Hanaora. Hello. I've been practicing saying your name. Am I doing okay?
Very well.
We figured out that it was Hanukkah and menorah all mushed together, and if I can just remember that, I can say it properly. All right. Good. All right. So let me go through this. You know, let me get a clean piece of paper. I decided I can take scribble notes as I'm talking, but I can't type into a form and make it legible as I'm talking. So I just scribble. I can do that. All right. So we have two lab tests done about 7 months apart, one earlier this year and one today. I mean, not today, but a week ago. Your glucose, your fasting glucose looks fine. Your blood urea nitrogen is high, similar to Sandy, I think we talked to earlier. And that can often be indicative of, yeah, malabsorption for sure, but also we gotta look to see if there's other kidney issues going on here. All right. Creatinine looks okay. The bun creatinine ratio though, so bun is high, creatinine is low. So yeah, this is an issue. And again, it could be malabsorption, but we want to be able to rule out your kidneys. Now, your eGFR is 85, 83. There's no other indications of kidney stuff. We don't have uric acid, so we don't know. Creatinine is normal. So my guess is that the high BUN is probably related to malabsorption. Your sodium tends to run a little bit on the high side, actually a lot on the high side here. So we want to make sure you're not dehydrated. So we'll look for some other indications, but we're also looking at adrenal. And I know that you've had a lot of stress in your life. And so, you know, it could very well be the adrenal stress. And you have you done your Dutch yet? Have you?
No, I just got it.
Good. Okay. So once you do it as soon as you can, because once you do it, it takes probably 10 days to get back. And I don't remember if we're scheduled yet, but I want us to get scheduled to really, you know, sit down and go through all that.
Okay.
Potassium, chloride's on the high side too. Again, it's pointing to your adrenals. Your carbon dioxide slightly low, which would be more of an acidosis, very slight. And again, of course, it's functional acidosis. It's not within the range that you would be considered. They let you go down as low as 10, well, no, 19. But I would say pH paper could be a good thing to just keep track of and see first thing in the morning. If you go to the home testing under evaluations, there's a page on home testing. And it'll talk to you about the acid alkaline testing and how to do the strips and how to keep track of that. That would be a good thing to track, especially to track it for, you know, several days to a week before we have our appointments.
And what was that for again?
Acidosis, your acid alkaline balance in your blood and well in your tissues, not so much your blood stays normal because it's CO2 low. But you can see it bounces around. So it's just barely, I just want to verify it. Now the calcium's a concern. It's pretty low. Calcium can be as a result of low vitamin D. It could be your parathyroids. Usually it's more on the high side when it's your parathyroids versus the low side, but it's something we want to keep an eye on, and I'll come back to it in a minute. I want to see the whole thing. And your protein's low. So I'm thinking that, like what I said about the BUN, I'm really thinking that the hypochlorhydria, low stomach acid, is a biggie here. See if we have problems with your alk-phos. Alkaline phosphatase is actually okay. Globulin is low. Yeah. So we want to look at, we always want to look at, are you taking in enough protein? Or, and if you are, then are you actually absorbing it? So like I said earlier, if your protein intake is 30 milligrams a day, it's like, well, you're not getting enough. If your intake is like 75 to 100 and you've got indications of low protein, then it's, you're not absorbing it. Have you done any tracking, like dietary tracking?
What kind of tracking?
Your diet, like in a thing called Chronometer or some of the other online trackers where you can put, write down everything you eat and then it gives you a nutrient analysis.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so chronometer.com, C-R-O-N-O-M-E-T-E-R. Again, that's listed. If you go into the assessments, I can show real quick, section of the site, you'll see where there's a page on home testing. We will be doing a call at some point. I didn't want to overwhelm you guys with too many calls, but we've been having a lot. But I definitely want to do a call on how to use that page so that you become really good at home testing, testing yourself at home. The conference I was at last week was all about the future of medicine, and it was just a lot about tracking stuff. And the technologies that are being developed for doing that. So if I go to your assessments, ERC Discovery Evaluations, one of the tiles there, it's going to be very slow today on my computer because I have probably about 50 tabs open with all of your reports on them. So forgive my computer for having chronic fatigue today or acute fatigue. There we go. See this one, part four, home testing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you'll see information on here about, get the glucose meter, test your pH. So number two on this page. Mm-hmm. And then track and analyze your food intake. Download the Chronometer app. And then you can just click here. They do have a cell phone version of it, too, if you want to do it. And then all you do is you put in, for breakfast, I had two of this and one of that and blah, blah, blah. And then you track it, and it'll tell you, wow, you're low in magnesium, your selenium is fine, your protein is low, your omega-3-6 ratio is off. It'll give you all that information. And that would be really great to have, right? Because I can help you go through that, and we'll figure out what we need to change to optimize the food intake. But if you're low in protein intake, you know, increasing your stomach acid's not going to help, right? We need to actually increase your protein. But if your protein intake is fine, but it's just not showing in the cells, then what we need to do is increase your ability to absorb it, which would be working on stomach acid. It doesn't hurt to assume malabsorption because of these markers and then just start to increase the capacity of it. Because as we age, it just goes down and down and down. So that's where bitters come into play. And I'm going to just share with you the screen I've been talking about with everybody earlier, which is ERC Discovery Home. I'm going to go to the Body Freedom Foundations. Food. And then when you come here, there's a whole healing foods and balancing protocols. When you click that, there's going to be an eating for all the different body systems. And we're going to be taking you through these one at a time, but this month's is eating for digestive health because it's such a big, we've talked to so many people today about it. It's such a big issue and it's at the crux of other imbalances. So this is a great place to start for everybody. I know some of you have been through Grand or tried to go through Grand and it's a big program and it's like overwhelming going, oh, I go through this. Let's just do this. And we're going to just guide you through this. We have emails coming out to say, okay, are you doing this gut rejuvenator drink and how's your breakfast? And are you doing your pre-meal ritual? It's super important if you want your food to go where it needs to go is to stop and breathe and chew and appreciate because it makes a huge difference in your cortisol levels, which make a big difference in your ability to produce stomach acid and enzymes and everything else. So it's just basically seven steps that you can go through. There should be, step five is on the bitters. So if you want to read more about that, it talks about bitters and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So that's where I would go. I know that you had, I think we had this conversation earlier. We said, well, that seems overwhelming, that whole grand program. It seems like a lot. No, start here. And then from there, we'll decide, well, I think you might need to look at parasites, or you may need to look at a specific healing leaky gut protocol. This is the foundations. We just pulled it out of that program to put right here to help you do it. And then you can do the deeper dive if you need to. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I've been confused about this for, it seems like decades. Am I absorbing? Am I getting enough protein?
Yep.
What kind of protein? And there's so many answers. So.
There are. And so start with doing the assessment, like type everything you eat for a few days into that software and just see, you know, if you're averaging a reasonable amount of protein, then it's the absorption thing. But if you're not getting enough, then, you know, so here's the thing, getting enough, right? There's a lot of folks who are saying that you need 100 milligrams of protein, 100 grams of protein a day. I'm sorry, that's not true. Right? That's crazy. And that's stressful on the kidneys. It's stressful on the bones. We don't want too much protein. We want the just right amount. Now, the just right might be a little different from you. It's certainly going to be different from what I tell my son, who's, you know, 24 and doing weightlifting five times a week, right? He needs more protein than you do, right? Clearly. But, we have to figure that out, but we have to find the range, right? So, you know, it's about 0.8 milligrams per kilo of body, per pound of body weight. It all talks about that in here. Okay. In this part about that. So you look in that, and then the report is going to tell you, wow, look at you. You're eating way more omega six than three. You're going to be inflamed if you do that. What can you do to change it? And the cool part about this program, and thank you, Marcia, for you introduced me to the, I knew about it, but I'd never looked at the reports, because when I looked at it, I'm like, whoa, these reports are valuable, because it'll say, okay, you have too much omega-6 and not enough omega-3. You can click to see which of the foods that you're currently eating have the too much omega-6, so you can cut it back. Which of the ones you're eating have the omega-3 so you can increase them. So it's very practical, and I'll be happy to go through it with you. Once you have the report, I'll go through it with you step by step to show you exactly how we can optimize your diet. You may be eating a perfectly healthy diet on paper, but it's not optimized for what you need. Make sense?
That'd be great.
Okay, we'll do that. So I'm just going to write, you know, I'm going to have you just jot down, you want to go to the Eating for Digestive Health. You know, and then
just, and I was just going to jump in here real quick. If Hannah Ora needs any help doing any of the assessments, just reach out and we'll be there to help.
Absolutely. Thank
Who
you.
Who was that talking?
That was Lynn.
Okay.
She sounds funny because she's on her cell phone, I think in the car or something. Yeah, great. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn.
Lynn is like, you know, like an angel from God there to help everybody to get through whatever you need to. Because, you know, there's a lot here. The reason there's a lot here is because there's so many different considerations that you've missed over the years. You've been dedicated. You're trying, but you're confused. And we're not trying to add to the confusion. We're trying to take you through this in a way that makes sense to get rid of some of the confusion, right? And I apologize if sometimes it feels confusing, but we're trying to use the technology to our best advantage, because it's impossible to keep track of this on pieces of paper. I tried, believe me. Here, try this. Here, do this. And like, yeah, it's even more confusing. Okay? So you can find whatever you need in here. So between this and the chronometer, which was on that other page, and the home testing page. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's go back to, that's Mary. Let me go back here. And the Oral was back here. Diana. All right. Let me just see. You were supposed to be before Diana, so you should be here. Sorry, I keep, there's, if you could see the top of my screen, I'm trying, and they're so tiny now that their names don't show anymore. That's Marcia now. Whoops. All right.
Let's see it.
Here it is. I got back to it. Okay, so you know, basically, there's a lot here that's showing me indications of issues with your digestion. So
I know I have issues with digestion.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what we really need to focus on. Okay, so we'll get together then. You know, whenever you've got on my schedule, we'll make sure we got all your appointments laid out. You've got, you know, a lot of them. You know, we'll go over the Dutch test one time. We'll go over your genetics another time. We'll go over all the labs. And then we have our quarterly. So you have plenty of time, plus you have all the time with your coach. So Susan is awesome, and we'll work closely together to make sure that you get through this. Okay?
And I'm going to jump in again. You also get an appointment with me where we can look at your schedule and see how this works out. So we'll help waylay any sense of overwhelm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is the thing. I think that the people that we get attracted to this program are people who are very dedicated and who've been trying for a long time and trying to figure it out. And you just want to do what's right, but then you get overwhelmed easily because, like, the average person who you go, yeah, 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 they go, oh, yeah, they don't get overwhelmed, but they also don't take action, right? So we're action takers that are analyzing and really want to understand how the body's working, and that can be overwhelming. And so we're here to support that. And Lynn is going to be meeting with you to help that as well.
Great.
Okay. And you've got also your appointments with Laura Fine and Kimberly to work on the, you know, the more emotional and energetic pieces of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is, there's a lot of liver stuff going on here. All right. So we really need to work on liver. And I think starting with that gut piece, eating for gut health, is going to really help support some of these liver pathways because it's going to take some of the stress off. So if you don't digest your proteins or you don't make enough enzymes, you're going to create a lot of residual undigested waste product that doesn't get eliminated, it gets absorbed into the bloodstream, and then it puts a strain on your liver. So I think we need to work on liver. Are you on any medication? Oops, somebody's.
I don't.
There we go. Are you on any medications right now? I don't have that open in front of me. Medications, it's right here.
Yes, nothing for the. Yes. Yeah, that's me.
Nature Throid. Yeah, so these put a lot of, some of these will put a lot of strain on your. All right, so insulin resistance, date started. So you're currently on all of these?
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta really look at this and tease it out. When are you on my calendar?
Yeah, but not till December.
Not till December? Okay, again, I'm going to look at that and see when we could get you in sooner. We gotta get this started sooner. I think you might have made the appointment immediately when I didn't have any other openings earlier.
I didn't do it right, and so it didn't get on your calendar. I don't know what you did wrong, but.
All right, we'll look at that.
We went in together, Hanora and I, the other day to get her scheduled in with you on December 12th. And then on the 13th, there's a follow-up private with you. So that was the soonest that she could get that private with you.
All right, I'll have to look at that. There might be, I'm sure there's something sooner than that.
Okay.
In fact, I just came up with, is Diana still on the phone? So I just came up with a few times. Let me see if I can find it. I'm going to get Diana, and then there's a few of them here that we can get you in on. So Diana, are you still there? Let me do that. Let me work it out with Diana, and then let me just tell you what's left. There's at least four of them way before that.
Linda. Just say yes. Yes.
You'll just say yes?
I'm on Linda right now. I just shut down the other computer.
Oh, okay. So
really me.
10:22 at 8:30 PM.
10:22 at 8:30 PM.
That's a Monday. Tuesday 10:23 at 2:30 PM. Then this is all Central. Are you on Central or are you on?
I'm on Mountain.
You're on Mountain. So it's an hour earlier for you. So 7:30 for you. On Wednesday at 8 p.m., which is 7 p.m. for you, or Thursday at 5 p.m.
The earliest one you got in the daytime is the best for me. My brain function goes downhill as the day goes on.
So Tuesday.
Yeah, the earliest day, and it doesn't matter what day it is.
Okay, I'm going to give you the 2:30 in the afternoon, which is 1:30 for you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Which day was that?
It was on Tuesday the 22nd, 23rd.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
That's 10/23, right?
10/23.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay. And then Hanora, I've got, like I said, Monday the 22nd at 8:30 p.m. I'm hoping that we'd get, well, we have plenty to talk about. We don't have to. So Monday the 22nd. What time zone are you on, Hanar?
Pacific.
You're on Pacific? Okay, so that would be 6:30 p.m. on Monday, 10/22.
6:30, yeah.
Or Wednesday, 8/24 at 6 p.m. Or Thursday, 8/25 at 3:30 p.m.
8:30, somebody's ringing my doorbell just at this time. Can you give them to me again? Because this is Wednesday. Was it 6 p.m. my time?
Wednesday, 6 p.m. your time. Thursday's at 3:30 p.m. your time.
I think I'd rather, let's see, Thursday the 25th?
Yeah.
I'll take the Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, so 10/24, 6 p.m.?
10/24 at 6 p.m. 6 okay. p.m. Pacific, so it's 8 p.m. my time.
Right, and that's 9 o'clock your time, Susan.
Okay, this is good because Hanora just got in her organic acid test and her Dutch test.
Great. So, okay, great. So here's the thing. We have separate appointments for all that because, here's what I usually do, though. We allow separate appointments. Each one's a different length of time. But what I oftentimes do is let's just get as whatever makes sense on a call and then do another call to do whatever makes, you know, whatever's the most pressing. You know what I mean? So even though we may have separate calls for genetics, a separate call for Dutch, a separate call, we can just flow with it in whatever order makes sense. So yeah, so the more information she has, the easier for me to look at it in advance and go, okay, this is how I want to focus the time today. But sometimes, as you know, when you start an appointment and you go down a hole, you go, oh, well, I think we need to follow that path rather than what we were planning to do. But we'll all get it all taken care of.
I just got all this stuff from my doctor late yesterday that I haven't sent to Susan yet.
So, oh, wow.
Maybe give more information, too, about tests in the last couple of years.
Oh, those are the labs from your doctor's office?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they didn't have them, and finally I got them. And...
Beautiful.
Okay.
But I haven't done the urine tests yet. I haven't done the Dutch or the other one.
Okay. Well, that's no big deal. You know, whatever we have plenty right now to go on. And if you can do the 3 days in the chronometer or more and keep track of that, then I'll really get it. And your glucose levels, because it looks like you're on a glucose medication that needs to be, we need to be looking at.
Okay. I got my meter, but I haven't figured it out yet. I got the one where you put it on here.
Oh, you did? Yay!
Yeah, but I haven't set it up yet, so.
All right, if you can hang to the end of this, I can actually show you how. It's real easy. I just put mine on.
Okay.
How to put a new one on. Oh, great. I'm so glad that you got that, because it's going to help tremendously.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, so going back to your labs here, I think you know, we need to work on liver stuff. We need to work on blood sugar stuff. Your lipids look good. Your thyroid, wow. And you're on thyroid? You're on Synthroid, I think I saw on your list.
Synthroid and something called NatureThroid also.
Synthroid and NatureThroid, okay. And your numbers are still kind of screwy. Whoops, where did I go? All right. Yeah. So, that TSH is really low. That when the TSH goes that low, it feels sometimes like you're over-medicated.
Every time she's tried to cut me down, even to 0.88, I really feel so.
You feel the difference. Yeah. So we need to look at the rest of it. We need to look at your receptors,
okay.
Right? Because even if the numbers are looking okay, like here, free T3 is 3.6. You should feel great. These are really good numbers. But I'm concerned about it suppressing the pituitary getting so suppressed that your whatever thyroid function you still have, Do you have, you have your thyroid, right? You haven't had it removed.
I have it, but I've been on thyroid medication since I was 10.
Yeah. So I want to see what we can do to at least start nourishing your thyroid, to start taking some things over. But yeah, I'm not saying that you should get it lowered. I'm saying we should work, we should go in the back door with it and sneak up on it and get it to function better. Okay. So then you naturally need less.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm willing to
and you do
it.
Have some antibodies. So gut is going to be critical. And as we get that gut under control and get the liver toxicity, the liver congestion better, then hopefully those antibodies will go down. They're low now, but I'd like to see them gone. Were they ever real high when you first got diagnosed?
Which ones are we talking about?
These antibodies, thyroglobulin and thyroid peroxidase?
I don't remember. You know,
okay.
I had thyroid testing every few months for 60 years or something.
Wow.
You know, a long time.
Long time.
I don't.
Well, your white and red blood cell counts look amazing.
Yay!
Eosinophils, oh no, monocytes are a little high, but that's common with autoimmune. That's just common with autoimmune or chronic low-grade infection, but the other numbers don't indicate infection. I'm pretty sure that's from your autoimmune. Homocysteine's high. Want to work on inflammation, getting that lower B12 and and folate status perhaps, or B6. When we see the Dutch, we'll know because it'll isolate the methylmalonic acid to see if that's elevated. We'll know if it's a B12 issue. But that's easy enough with the B6. Hemoglobin A1C is actually looking very good. Did you ever have the insulin fasting is decent. It's a little higher than it was last March, but it's still looking pretty good. Ferritin is fine. So a lot of this is really good. Okay, here's something you can do something about, the D. You taking D at this point?
Yes.
How much?
I forget how much is in the. I'm trying a newer product, and I'm forget how much is in it. It's with K2 plus D.
Is it on your supplement sheet?
I could run into the other room and
D3 and K2 drops, but you don't have a dose here. So, whatever dose you're doing right now, my recommendation, based on this, would be double it for 6 weeks and retest your D then.
And that's okay with the K, whatever.
Well, you may not be.
Run the numbers
by us so we know exactly how much is in there. You may have to get a separate D.
Okay.
To get the extra. But yeah, if you could do that, but don't do it more than 6 weeks before retesting because I don't want to shoot you too high. I just want to get you up into optimal range as quickly as we can, and then we'll just play with it to find what your maintenance dose is. And I'd like to see you between 80 and 100, given all the other stuff going on and helping with the gut and the antibodies, et cetera.
Excited about working on my gut because nothing I've done has made any difference.
Okay, well, we'll talk about what you've done. I'm going to talk to Susan about, I want to talk to Susan about some of the stuff in here, and we can kind of come up with a plan together. Because so make sure we know what you've done already, and we can talk about that when we get together on the 24th. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll look at the rest of this with the Dutch, but your sex hormone binding globulin's high, which it's going to lower the amount of estrogen available to the system. I will admit I'm not great on reading them in serum because I'm so used to looking at with all the metabolites in the Dutch test that some of this just, it's, they all look bad, but without knowing, like it's just estradiol, it's just E2. What about E1? What about E3? What about, you know, the 4-hydroxy-16-hydroxy? So I don't really see the picture when we look at it this way, but the Dutch test is going to give us the big picture.
Okay, because I'm also taking letrozole because of the second, I don't know if that was on that list, the second bout of breast cancer. I've had it twice. So,
Synthroid, Natrithroid, Cymbalta, Monica.
No, it's not on there.
No, it's not on here. What is it? Spell it for me.
Letrozole. And I think it's 2 milligrams.
Okay.
I take one a day, and I'm fighting with the doctor about how long I have to take it.
Okay. Yeah, get that Dutch done as soon as you can.
Okay, I'll do it next week.
I think everybody who has any kind of family history of breast cancer, anybody who has any genetic markers towards that could predispose, should have a Dutch test done like real early on, because you can help to really change the metabolites, you know, because you can have low estrogen but still be at risk for breast cancer if it's all geared towards the more carcinogenic forms. And you can have higher estrogens and have it be perfectly safe if you're much more on the estriol and the 2-hydroxy. So, you know, it's really, it's very different. And just looking at the blood doesn't give us a full picture. And that's why I like
working with you. I want to do whatever I can to not invite cancer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, get the big thing for me is really seeing exactly your diet and those nutrients. So we can help you with that. Getting some feedback from this little guy here, the patch, and I will post to anybody that has one, there's a way that you can actually hook up your meter and they, you know, online to a service there that they have. And then, you can connect it to my account. So I have a practitioner account, so I can see everybody's charts. So anybody that has one of these, I can actually see your charts if we set it up that way. And we'll make sure we get that information out. I just found out about that last week. We can have a go. All right, so bottom line here, your actions for now is to double your D, get it retested in 6 weeks. I'm just going to make 2XD, 6-week test. Bitters, you know, whatever else is on that eating for digestion. Just start working through one step at a time. Here's the thing, guys. There's a lot of information out there. And if you just do one step at a time, you're doing great. If you try to do it all at one time, it's like eating from the smorgasbord and trying to eat everything there. You can't, right? So let's just pick it, what seems to call to you the most, and let's just go through these things. We want to create new habits that are going to create a new physiology and biochemistry. As far as liver, I don't know if you talked to her about anything related to liver, but I mean, I would just look at some milk thistle, maybe not as a tincture so much, but as getting milk thistle seeds or milk thistle, extract, milk thistle seed extract. You can get it on Z Natural Foods as a powder, and you can add it to smoothies, to juices, to whatever else. And it gives you a dose of milk thistle, which helps. It's an antioxidant for the liver, and it helps to heal the liver cells and bring down those enzymes. And it can bring down enzymes rather quickly. There have been studies that show within 2 months you can get normalization, even in people with cirrhosis and hepatitis and other things that raise those considerably. So milk thistle seed extract. And I think that Susan looks like she's taken some notes. I'm scribbling it down as well. So if you know, whatever you can put into that, her chart would be excellent.
And you say you get that at Z Natural Foods?
Z Natural Foods. Okay. Really high quality extracts, herbal extracts, mushroom extracts. I love that place. And it's just like the kind of thing, you know, who wants to take one more pill, right? It's pain. But if you could just have some powders that you throw into smoothies, or that when you're making a salad dressing, you throw a little bit in there, or when you have a salad, you sprinkle a little bit over it. It's just, it becomes part of your food intake And it's, you know, the whole concept of food as medicine versus, you know, more pills. They're just, instead of pharmaceuticals, they're herbs. It's, you know, it's the same thing. We want to just get as close to nature as possible. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I've been having problems with SGOT and the other one that has letters.
That's the ones I'm looking at.
For decades. Normal, but they're usually not.
Yeah, so there's been an issue with your liver, and that may have contributed to the breast cancers because the liver is important for metabolizing those estrogens, breaking them down into safe byproducts, and getting them shuttled out of the system. And if your body can't do that, you get buildup of the unsafe metabolites, which then are proliferative, which cause breast tissue and uterine and any hormone-sensitive tissue to grow. So, you know, this might have been a contributing factor all along. So let's get this turned around.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
And it'd be great if you didn't have to be on more medications. You know, some of them may be absolutely necessary, but the more medications, the more you're stressing your liver.
I understand. I'd like to be off everything.
Okay, good. Let's make that a goal. All right? It'll be a slow process, and you got to work with your doctor to do that, but... let's just make that a goal, right? To rebalance the function such that. What's that?
She said, don't let her change your thyroid, whatever you do.
Well, yeah, leave the thyroid where it's at because it's working. You know, I don't want to see you. That's super important. That usually when I'm working with somebody on, you know, they want to get off their medications, like, you know what, your thyroid's going to be the last we'll even try because it keeps a balance of the metabolism so that everything else can work right.
Uh-huh.
So, and if you've been on it for that many years, you know, there may be some hypertrophy that's happened, right?
That's what I've been told.
Right. But here's the thing. We worked with somebody, and I always like to use her as an example. Not everybody's the same, but she was 65 when she first started in our Sweet Spot program. And she had been on Synthroid her whole life since she was like 14 and been told she had Hashimoto's through the roof year after year. And she just focused on doing everything she could to get her blood sugar balanced. And she got in the program and she did the meditations and she did the walking and she did the diet. And within 4 months, all of it was reversed, her thyroid, and they took her off her thyroid medication.
Wow.
So it can happen, you know, it can happen. I don't know what her doses were, you know, she was just in the group program, so I didn't get into her labs or anything, but it can happen. And I think that we all have to start with the belief. We have to start with the belief of what's possible, because somebody smart said it, and I don't remember who, because I'm not so smart when it comes to remembering phrases, but it was whether you believe you can or believe you can't, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we want to believe that this inner healer, this God-given, nature-given, whatever you believe in, given power of the body to heal that we see whenever we cut ourselves or break a bone, that can work on metabolic pathways as well. Why do we think we can heal a broken bone but not fix a broken thyroid? Right? So we have to believe in that innate intelligence in your body that empowers you to do what you need to do to make it shift. I can't guarantee how long it's going to take. I can't say for sure it's going to work. I don't have the Star Trek device to look in to see how much damaged tissue there is and where we need to put the laser beams to fix it. But the other thing that's coming, you know, and it's going to be more available soon, is this whole stem cell therapy, right? To get in there and actually get, you know, taking cells from one part of your body and sticking them into joints and repairing. And then other things they're working on to stimulate stem cell production, to repair and rejuvenate. I think it's going to be more accessible as time goes on. The body has this ability to heal. And we can help it and supplant it with technology, but we really have to work it from the inside out. So we're looking at everything about you to identify what are the stressors on your system and what makes sense for you to shift first, then second, then third. Make sense?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Super. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to look quickly at your other report and see if there's anything exciting in here that we didn't pick up on. This is the patient report. Oh, why does that keep happening? I have to go refresh it. All right. So you were on late, but we went through, and you're welcome to watch when the recordings go up. The very first one that I did with Marcia, because that was more like an instructional, how do you read this report, as I was going through hers. But there's a lot of great information in it. It can be overwhelming, and if it is, clearly look at, you know, thyroids out there, thyroid, adrenal, liver, right? And then the sex hormones and the rest of this. So there's a lot of stress on your system, right? And we just have to address it. The thyroid, you know, because functionally it seems to be working, even though the numbers look a little wacky, I'm going to say stick with what you have right now. And we're going to work on the liver and the gut and everything else.
That would be my thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything in there that would explain why I can't sleep?
The adrenal.
The adrenal.
Yeah. And when we get your, get your Dutch, you know, it might be a good idea if you contact the company when you have the kit and ask them if they could send you one more collection vial or whatever they send you to do a middle of the night one. They may charge an extra $20 or something for it, but they can definitely do that. And then you can test it, like your day would start in the middle of the night with when you wake up. Because then we could see if it's a cortisol issue.
Because I basically am up all night. So I'm not even sure when, and I pee a lot. So when is the, even when I only sleep for 2 hours, I still have to get up to pee.
Holy cow. So what time do you hit the bed? What time do you actually get into the bed?
I would say at this point, I wait till I'm really exhausted. So it's probably around between 5 and 6 a.m.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And then how long do you sleep?
It started with the car accident about 6 years ago and really jostled my brain, I guess. I used to oversleep until I had cancer, and then I started to undersleep. It scared me, I guess.
Yeah, and you got to be sleeping to heal. And you're not able to fall asleep until then. I mean, I would say what you need to do is start getting into the bed sooner.
I tried it. I just would toss and turn.
Okay, so don't get into bed with the idea that you're going to fall asleep. Get into bed with the idea you're going to relax. You can play some music. You can play some meditation tapes. You can just lay there and just like, you know, visualize, but don't get in with the idea that you're falling asleep, because then you try too hard and you toss and turn. If sleep comes, great, but get into the bed sooner. Give your body the ability, because staying up through all that, I mean, I'm sure it's some cortisol issues, especially since it started with the accident. I'd want to get it, you know, somewhere. I think you just need to be starting to get into bed earlier. So if you're going in at 5 now, I would get in, or 4, between 4 and 5, I'd get in at 3.
And just so like an hour earlier or something? Okay.
Yeah, and do that for a week or so. And then, you know, just use that time to just be in a meditative state, invoke and talk to your inner healer, and just do some, Susan knows all sorts of great things to do for, you know, breathing and things like that, that you can do during that period of time. But don't go in with the intention that you're going to fall asleep. Okay. Right? Because that's what creates the anticipation and the anxiety about it. And then you just move it back a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And if you're up all night like that and you just can't fall asleep, when you're doing the test, I would say to do one maybe middle, you know, 3 o'clock, two or 3 o'clock. Just to see, maybe 2. Just to see what the cortisol levels are then. And then there's, you know, I think we need to get you scheduled with Laura. to start to look at this, you know, this trauma and where that's playing in energetically in your body, mm-hmm. and work with that. And then the other thing is the blood spot fatty acid. You should have gotten a kit for that. Hopefully you should get the kit for that.
I've gotten 2 urine tests in the past. Let's see. What's
the that would be the O test.
I got 2 urine tests.
Okay. There should be one more coming. It's the blood spot fatty acid and it's a finger prick test.
I haven't gotten that yet.
Okay. That one is going to give us an idea of your omega 6-3 ratios, because after trauma, after brain trauma from car accident, high dose of omega-3s can be very, very helpful. Yeah. And I'm talking like scary high, you know, like 10 to 20 grams a day. You know, of course, playing around with that. Let's see. All right. I'll know more when we talk, and we're going to talk on the 23rd.
Thank
okay.
You very
much. You're welcome. Last one. I just wanted to look at what it's saying in terms of acid-base balance. We talked about that. Macro, we talked about the protein and the bitters. Nutrient D, we talked about. Glutathione, we're going to see more on that oat test. So since you have that and you're going to do it, I don't want to address that until we see these needs.
Okay.
All right. You got your starting points, right?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, let me stop your recording.